Good evening. It's August 27th, 2011. The time is 7:06 p.m. Eastern Standard Time here in upstate New York on a Saturday early evening, where I'm looking off to the east up in the sky and I see the dark clouds approach that are the front outer edge of Hurricane Irene moving up the coast. And I'm here in upstate New York, and I think Irene's going to be dropping some rain on us. We'll be more than likely on the outer fringes, but we'll be getting rain and winds nonetheless. The picture of the audio boo is a picture of my Troy-built 5,550-watt generator that I just got done doing about a 15-20 minute test run. It started right up on the first pole, so in that sense, if we do have any type of power outages with this upcoming storm, I do have supplemental power. And with supplemental power, that's always good to have, and that's part of being prepared with possibility of power lines going down with the winds that this hurricane will be generating. Right now they're at about 80-85 miles an hour we're all sitting at here in upstate New York. We could get anywhere from 30, they're predicting anywhere from 30 to 40 mile an hour winds. So that could mean tree limbs down, taking power lines down, and actually the weather is coming in opposite what it normally does. It's coming in from the east to southeast, where normally the normal weather patterns is from the west going east. It's going to be a little bit different, but we should get a lot of rain. You know, the dark clouds are getting darker, so we'll start feeling some raindrops here within the next hour. Did get the lawns all mowed earlier today, because it's going to be a wet one for the next couple days, and that's the one thing. The grass is already an inch or two high, and when it rains, the grass just grows, doubling its length, it seems, after a good hard rain. So I'm enjoying the lawns right now, just looking at them, that as far as them being mowed down a little bit. And the generator, though, I purchased that several years back. It was after the what I call the great blackout of the Northeast. That was, we're going on over almost 8 to 9 years ago. And we were without power for 4 days. And it was pretty miserable after the first day. And I made the decision that if we could afford it, we'd buy a generator. So we've had this generator for about going on that long, about 9 years now, and I've used it once or twice for a few hours and stuff like that. But you never know, you know. It's always good to be prepared. As far as during the summertime, if we lose power, the main item to keep power to would be the refrigerator, to keep the foodstuffs cold that needs to be cold, because we have lost a lot of food when the power has gone out before we had the generator. And of course, during the winter time, you add on the furnace to keep the old homestead here warm and stuff from the furnace, power to the furnace. So I've got that all sweat. I was just really surprised it started on the first pole. We're keeping an eye on the news reports as the storm comes up, but probably within the last 30 minutes, and actually last 10 minutes, it is getting dark now. It's starting to move in. So you all be fire safe, be fire wise, learn not to burn, and peace.